Okay, we got a question here from Gornitai. And excuse the hammering in the background. They're building a pavilion downstairs. And this is the construction of the mold before they pour the cement. So they're building the wooden molds. But Gornitai is asking that in ISKCON, sannyasis deal with funds, have bank balances, deal with email, and these things don't necessarily correlate to their ashram. It's not really something that sannyasis ideally do in a varnashram system. So what are the checks and balances in ISKCON on these things? Actually, I would have asked another question, which is not only what are the checks and balances, but also is ISKCON planning to move towards a correlation of sannyasis' roles and sannyasis? But so let me answer both. But the first one is, yeah, there are checks and balances, sannyasis, GBCs, and Diksha Gurus have to send in an annual financial report to the GBC executive, and a body reviews those. That includes, well, if people have bank balances, I guess some people need bank balances. Generally, one would understand that any banking goes through ISKCON accounts, but it may be that in some countries that's not possible, or in some circumstances don't warrant it, or some circumstances warrant there being separate bank accounts. In any case, whatever income one has, dakshin, donations, expenses, other things, our report goes in on an annual basis, and that accounting is being reviewed as part of the dakshin subcommittee that's dealing with dakshina and so on. Even more rigorous accounting, because ultimately financial accountability is what increases devotees' faith in the system and the devotees and the leaders, and money is one of the big pitfalls or corruptors of spiritual institutions, leaders, devotees big and small. And transparency in that regard is very important. So it's something that's there and that's being further fine-tuned. But there's a greater question here, because it's not just a matter of sannyasis and money. And then as far as email, well, email means communication, and I don't think it's a means of communication. So sannyasis, according to their management duties, or preaching and so on, the use of email is not such a issue, although obviously communication isn't best done. Information, transferring information is good for email, but not transferring real good communication. I would say that the control of internet is a real issue, because internet has unlimited prajalpa, it has pornography galore, easily accessible, and these are things that are real potential dangers to people's spiritual life. Unfortunately, there's no real control other than leaving up to the individual on what devotees can do, unless it's done individually in certain places and in certain yatras where they have some filters. And there's a limit as to how much devotees should avail themselves of the internet and for what particular purpose. But the greater question really is that devotees in a preaching mission don't necessarily follow all the rules of their varna and ashram. Utility is the principle, and that's understandable. But if Krishna consciousness movement is meant to go to a varnashram society, then eventually there'll be more correlation not just with sannyasis, but brahmachari, grihastha, everybody. Everybody is more in line, so perhaps in the future we'll see that sannyasis don't have to be so much in leadership and management positions, especially because there are good managers, grihastha managers who are doing that. They don't have to deal with money because the management is nicely done. Otherwise, women don't have to be in positions of leadership and so many other things that varnashram dictates and makes for devotees being better situated according to their bodily, social, spiritual constitution. As we move towards that, of course, Yukta Vairagya will always be there. As we move towards varnashram, that will be more the case. But nonetheless, we are a preaching organization. We do the needful. There'll have to be, and there will be, a balance. But there should also be checks and balances. If people are really doing something that they shouldn't be according to their varna and ashram, then there should be standards as to how that's done, and there should be checks for them. Hare Krishna.